Hi, my lovely listener. This is Véronique, your host. So before I introduce you to the next guest, I want to make a little announcement. Some of you already know I'm a sound healer now and I have a new path in my life. And this is fantastic. I love it. And I really want to share my gift with you. So if you're interested about having a sound bath, or if you want to know about sound bath, I do virtual sound bath because I know a lot of you are listening from abroad. So we can do Zoom, we can do YouTube. So if you're looking to relax, realign, and inner peace, I offer virtual one-on-one sound healing sessions and online group sound bath designed to help you release stress and restore balance. And using the pure tones of crystal singing bowls and guided meditation, each session is a deeply calming experience from the comfort of your own space. So if you're ready to shift your energy and raise your vibration, visit my website, harmoniousechoes.com, to book your session today.
Today I speak with Helen Plain. Helen is a spiritual leader, yoga and meditation instructor, feng shui master, aura reader, tarot card designer, fine arts painter. In her new book, The Aura Color Wheel, What Your Soul's Aura Reveals About Your Inner Gifts, Wounds, and Lessons, she dives into how someone can tap into their true potential and life's purpose.
Hi, Helen. Thank you for coming. How are you today?
I'm very well. Thank you for having me today, Veronique.
Yeah, I'm very, very excited to talk to you. So you had you did the very nicest thing to send me your book, and I love that book. I'm going to show it. All right. Okay. The Aura Color Wheel. So today we're going to talk about a lot of things, chakras and spirituality and aura, everything I love.
Yes.
So yeah, I really love your book because like I told you earlier, I became recently a sound healer and we talk a lot about chakras. In your book, I find even more answers to think I wasn't sure I understood, and you really go deeply in this. So to start with you, you have such a very vast range of spiritual discipline.
Yes.
From feng shui and Vedic astrology to aura reading, angel channeling. So can you tell us how your spiritual journey began, and what led you to integrate so many different paths?
Yes. So I would say my spiritual wake-up call is in 2011. But to just make this answer short before I dive in my story or my personal journey, how I get here, is that I just remember my soul gift from many, many past lifetimes. Okay, so when people say that, oh, Helen, you do so many things. You are a spiritual jack of all trades. What do you really do exactly, right? But I just want to say that there is that because in 2018, I had a Kundalini awakening. So I just remember, you know, that I've been doing this for many, many lifetimes. So this is not the first time I was born in planet Earth and that I'm doing this. I just remember the soul gift that I had already had, you know, in the past, and I reclaim them and integrate them into my, you know, practice today. So that's why, you know, I have many disciplines. But to begin with the journey, it starts in 2011. And up till that point, I would say that's Helen 1.0 because I'm completely asleep. Like I was Leaving, but asleep. So I did not know, you know, all this gift that has inside of me, of course. So I just, you know, live in my parents' expectations because I was born and raised in China. And I just live all the way up to my parents' expectation to, you know, go to PhD without really knowing what the heck I really want. Because I thought, you know, the society also told me, as long as you get a good education, you know, you marry a good husband and all that stuff, you should be happy. But unfortunately, I wasn't. I was in deep anxiety and depression and a ER visit of panic attack. That's really what woke me up. And then I began to ask these three really fundamental questions at the time. Who am I? Why am I here? How can I truly be happy? So from then on, my first stop was a yoga and meditation teacher training. It's at a yoga studio that's close to me. And the first time I did a group meditation together, I was sobbing like a baby. I just knew that something bigger than me was holding me the whole time. Because the energy of the group was so, like, they're a bunch of strangers, to be honest. And that was the first time I ever done meditation in my life. Feels very familiar. It feels home. So it doesn't feel foreign to me at all. I was very comfortable. I was sobbing and I just loved it. Of course, at the time, I wasn't grow up like religious or spiritual in any way. So I did not know that, you know, spirit beings can exist. But later on, when I'm able to tune into the spirit realm, I know that Mother Mary was holding me the whole time. So that brought a lot of healing. So from then on, because the first experience was so yummy, I just want to go back there every single day. And I am more rigid with my meditation practice than the asana, than the yoga, because I really want to go back to that sweet spot. So 3 months after my daily meditation, I was off any anxiety and depression medication. So I was telling people, meditation become my medication. So from then on, yeah, exactly. So I've been doing it for 14 years. That was 2011. Till this day, I'm still doing it every single day. It's never gone with me. And what happened is that in 2018, because of my daily spiritual meditation practice, it's only 20 minutes a day. It's not that long, right? But I just, if I don't do it, I feel a disconnection. I just want to go back, right? And 7 years down the road, 2018, is when I had my first Kundalini awakening, spontaneous. Now, although I've learned it in the books, you know, in the Vedic texts and all of the, like, I know they exist, right? But I never know that it's going to be on me and it's going to be so real. So that happened. And at the time, I'm always have something kind of spiritual practice-wise alongside with what I do professionally. So at the time, I was doing a crystal healing certification. I literally DM my teacher, my crystal teacher, hey, my third eye is wide open. I never expect this is going to work. So now tell me what to do, right? She said, put a black tourmaline on top of your third eye to calm it down and ground with Mother Earth as much as you can. From then on, so from 2011 to 2018, I always train with some kind of modality, you know, Vedic astrology, as well as, and also I was getting into all these self-discovery systems because my first Vedic astrology reader told me that my dharma or my soul's purpose this lifetime is to create. And I'm like, this guy doesn't know me like at all. Just look at my birthday and he can tell me more about me than myself. I'm not joking. Like at the time I was completely asleep. I have no idea. And I'm like, I'm not doing anything close to creativity. That's why I wasn't happy at all. So professionally, I picked up my childhood dream to become an architect interior designer, went back to school, get my license to practice interior design. And then I picked up my father and my grandmother's practice as a feng shui designer. Like feng shui is living in my blood. Like I was born the first day living that. So it's not like I need to go to school for. I literally just know what to do, right? So that I begin to feel the joy and fulfillment coming back. Now that's what I was doing professionally. And then on parallel time, I was trained, you know, in Vedic astrology, Ayurveda, because that studio also offered that, as well as certified crystal healing. And after my Kundalini awakening, I begin to see auras and spirit guides. And I know that it's, you know, with a gift, it comes with responsibility as well. I know that I'm being guided to do something else, you know, besides feng shui interior design. At the time, my third eye is so vivid, I begin to paint through my third eye. I'm also a professional artist, so I do crystal grid painting. Those are paintings behind me.
They're beautiful.
You know, that's my spirit team, the dragon's eye. Mm-hmm. So I paint them during my meditation. Like I call it like automatic writing and automatic painting, right? So that's what I did. And at the same time, I become a spiritual teacher. I birth a signature program. This is the 7th year that I'm running it because since 2018 till now, it's called Embody Your Light. And in the program, I was like subconsciously using this system that I channeled later on in 2012, the Oracular Wheel, to my students. I use it on myself because it works like magic. So I want to see if other students and clients will work on them as well, right? Mm-hmm. So 2022 is when I fully flushed out the whole system. Or I would say that there were four mythical experiences that let me channel this system. And it's a very dynamic soul discovery system to your soul's purpose. And that was like, and I know it was super in alignment because after I channeled the book, email from Hay House just dropped in my inbox.
Yeah, I read that on your blog, yeah.
Hey, you know, we have a writer's community. If you want to publish with us, you can join. And I know it's a divine sign. You know, at the time I already, because I've been doing a lot of spirit message readings for clients, students, or myself. I talk to my team on a daily basis. I know that this is, you know, super in alignment. And that's the magic about, you know, very in alignment with your purpose. You attract opportunities, synchronicities, and the right people in your life, rather than trades and hustle. It's very different, right? So that's the energy that I am basically living right now. And I'm teaching my students how to live in that alight, you know, energy based on the Oracular Wheel system. So that's why, you know, that's been a 14 years journey. And the Helen you see today is, I call myself the Helen 5.0.
5.0, yeah.
It has nothing to do with that PhD student, you know, 14 years ago. But because yeah. Along the way, both professionally and spiritual practice-wise, it's like in a different level. And every time when I evolve, there will be a slightly change in terms of what I do. And I remember that when people said that, well, you're also a flamenco dancer, that has nothing to do with spiritual practice. I told them that it's just because I remember a few or many past lives in southern Spain as a gypsy. Paella is one of my favorite food. You know that it's your past life memory, not from your ancestors. It's because like it's completely out of nowhere. Like traditional Chinese ancestors would never like to eat paella or dance flamingo. You know what I mean? It's like it has completely out of the box. And just because I remember that. So I use that as a grounding because it's a very grounded, rooted footwork. So it really helps me on my professional work is I do a lot of channeling. I go up there a lot. So flamenco dancing actually helped me embody the energy to go back down. So I'm still like grounding down to earth. Even though I don't do it professionally, but I do occasionally perform in local venues. I do enjoy it. So that's my personal journey.
Yeah. Oh my God. So much. Okay. So many follow-up questions. Because you mentioned, you know, Kundalini, that you had this awakening with Kundalini. Are you talking about Kundalini yoga? Or is it a meditation
no.
that you
so,
do?
So Kundalini basically is just the seven chakra when it's completely in alignment, you know.
Okay.
And it's basically a channel. It's called a Sushumna. So if that's in Sanskrit, basically an energy channel from your root chakra all the way shoots up to the top of your crown. So what that happens is opens up your crown chakra and get you directly, basically in touch with the quantum field. So like you see the truth, the reality and everything. And that particular awakening, it doesn't last like a whole long time. But once it's awakened, it's basically my third eye gets to be open. So I see things in the spirit realm that's energetic, that's not necessary in the 3D material realm. And also, when you mentioned like Kundalini yoga is like, I practice all kinds of yoga. I also practice Kundalini meditation and Kundalini yoga. But it's the most effective way, let me put it that way, that's closest to open that up. But it's not the only way. For me, actually, what does it, I think it's my daily meditation practice. Like I've been doing it for 7 years. Now, although I admit when life gets really tough and hard, I cannot like have that, but I will still remember the intention. I will be like, okay, I can't practice it today, but I'm going to take 5 deep breaths that I'm going to tune into the present moment. So I think it's that intention and attention of being present on a daily basis. And that basically is my theta brainwave. That's the state you want to be on in order to connect with the spirit team. No matter you are mediumship or, you know, tuning in the spirit to do trans channeling, that's when your brainwave is. And I think what I did, like every single day meditation, is what really gets me there. Instead of just doing, I did not do Kundalini yoga, for example, every single day, but I did have that training and actually all kinds of yoga, Hatha yoga, Kundalini yoga, not the modern types. I don't do hot yoga. Those modern branch. I only go to do the traditional ones. Okay. And I also did all kinds of training in meditation. So I did TM, Transcendental Meditation. I did Vipassana. So basically you need to be at a, not an ashram, but like a retreat center. It's free, but you need to go for 2 weeks. And all you do every single day is to do meditation and there was no talking. That was actually very sacred to me. I love that.
Just I don't know if I could do that. No talking for 2 weeks. Oh my God.
What's really get to the core of, you know, what triggers this spiritual awakening?
I know.
Because of the meditation practice. It's definitely, I don't think it's Kundalini yoga, but I know that people can get Kundalini awakening from Kundalini yoga.
Okay. And so talking about past life, I read that you remember places like Lemuria, the Crumb Nebula, and the other Pleiades. So you have these past life memories. How do you have this past life memory shaped in your spiritual work today?
Yeah, so it's basically my life is being guided. I would say that like I have an internal GPS. Remember, like we're driving to anywhere, right? We want a destination and then we put it in the GPS and you know where you're going, right? But spiritual guidance, the only difference is that you don't know the destination. So there is no like end angle. If there's only one end angle for all human beings, it's evolution. Okay, so we evolve in a higher versions of ourselves and eventually it becomes enlightenment. Because at a soul level, we are light. We are the seven energy centers or, you know, the chakras or the aura layers that makes up our soul. And that's invisible. It's your soul. That's your soul aura color. And at the end of the day, like after you evolve so many times, what does it mean? It means that you want all seven layers of aura that are balanced and whole. You don't want any wound, any lessons. You want completely like everything is your gift. So you have seven aura of light and you become mostly white or golden. So just like Jesus Christ and Buddha have walked the human path and eventually get to enlightenment, that's what that means. So they become white or golden halos, right? So going back to your question, you asked me like remembering all of these, you know, soul gifts and past life. I did a lot of past life regression, you know, meditation. Everything I receive, all this wealth of information that I receive are through meditation. So I'm also a theta healer. So basically it's similar to meditation or hypnotherapy. It's just to put your brain into theta brainwave state. The longer you stay there, the more information you are going to receive. It's just the modern society doesn't allow us to do that.
No time.
Exactly. We're all able to tune into that. And the thing is that spirit will only show you or your soul or your higher self will only show you what you need to know at the moment. Mm. Because it's about always at the present moment at a time. See, that's why I said that they don't show you the destination, like the eventual goal. What is that? But they show you one step at a time. And you have to trust it and take actions upon it. If you don't take action, say like, okay, oh, good, I know this, bye. Then they won't show you the next step. They won't show you anything else. Like if I got a download, oh, today I'm supposed to write this book. But then I did not write it and there is no next step. And then you get stuck in this loop about until you actually flush it out, until you actually humanly able to do that, then they're going to show you the next step. So what it shows me, like remembering all of these, is that if I get an insight or a download and I muscle tested it that, yes, I need to leave, this is my reality, I need to use it in some way, I would take action according to what I feel it's the right way to do it. And why you take the first little guinea pig step, your spirit will give you confirmation. So that, okay. Yeah, you're heading to the right direction. You see angel numbers. You see all of a sudden you hear a song, exactly the lyric you need to listen. You open up a book and you even go to grocery shopping, has nothing to do what you're doing. And then there was a sign right there saying that, hey, yeah, do this. Like, spirit will yell as loud as they can until you hear the damn thing. So that's when you know that, yep, you are on the path, okay?
I was going to ask you, yeah, would it be like clear messages or would it be your intuition? But I think it can be both, right?
Yes, it's both. Yeah. At the beginning, it's like a intuition, like a download. It's like, oh, you know, I got this. I know this. And then, but you need to do something about it. You cannot just like ignore it completely. Even though if the action is just to seek confirmation, even though you get this download, you're not sure, you can ask, okay, spirit, can you show me a sign? Is this a yes or no? Now, as I mentioned, I use muscle testing a lot. Muscle testing is just using your body as a medium to translate the message from the 3D realm. So it's a yes or no question, you know, because typically after we do meditation, if we ask a yes, no question, like, is my name Helen? Is today sunny? Or is today, you know, whatever that is, you know, I do full body. Some people just use their thumbs to do muscle testing. So basically, if the answer is yes, your body will move forward a bit. If it's a no, your body will go back a bit. That's just how our natural, but make sure that you're super hydrated. You cannot use muscle testing if you are dehydrated. That's not going to be accurate.
I never heard of that before. This is the first time I hear about it. That's myth.
Okay. So it's one of the divination tools that I mentioned in my book, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. It's under the chapter, I think it's divination tools in section 3.
Mm-hmm.
So I mentioned many divination tools that you can use to connect with your spirit team. I think it's the last chapter of the book, psychic abilities and divination tools.
Sorry, I'm not all the way there yet.
Okay, well, that's totally fine. I'm just mentioning it. Chapter 19, you will see all the divination tools that you can connect with your spirit team.
Okay, yeah, can't wait to go there. So talking about your book, the Aura Color Wheel System, and the way you channel that was really fascinating. So can you tell us, you know, how did that vision come to you and what do the 36 soul aura color profiles represent?
Yes. So there were four mythical experiences before I channeled this book. So the first one, it came in, I think it's one of the soul gift meditation, right? Remember your soul gift, you know, this lifetime. So it's one of those, like I meditate every single day. So it's just one of those days I just lie down there. And I recall that I had asked my guy a question. I feel like I want to write a book. I've been always wanted to write a book, but at the time I thought it was like a coffee table book, have my paintings on it. You know, maybe some poetry or whatever, right? It has nothing to do with this. So I tuned into the field and I like, okay, so spirit team, I feel like writing a book. Like, should I write a book? And then a guy came into my vision. And of course, he didn't like clear as they tell me that that's his name. I just see he was dressed as a scholar, 18th century philosopher. And because my artist skills, I actually drew out a picture of him, what he was wearing, you know, like what is it? He's holding like a feather pen and a scroll on his hand, right? And then I would say that, okay, so then I image Google him. I say that it's some kind of 19th century British, very important. I have many past lifetimes in the Britain, like in the UK. Yeah. So I asked him, and then I Google it. Immediately, I saw that that's him, like, because I have whole body goosebumps. I have whole body chills. When you have that, you know that that's the truth. And his name is Herbert Spencer. And he's a British philosopher where he uses Charles Darwin's, you know, human evolution on society and psychology. So he developed social Darwinism. And then he told me that is clear. That message is clear. Although, you know, him, his name and all that, that's kind of weak. But the message was that I'm here to help you write a book on soul evolution. That I remember. It's clear as day. I'm here to help you write a book on soul evolution. Now, that's what I call the expert guy. So meaning that they only come in temporarily to help you with a project. So they are not there with your, you know, whole life, not like your guardian angel there with your whole life all the time. So that was my first experience. And another thing is to continue having this experience or having guidance is you have to detach. You cannot be so obsessed like, I want to know who's this person. Oh, I wonder, you know, come. It never comes that way. And then I almost forgotten about it. Like I wasn't obsessed with it at all. I just like, oh, okay, good idea. If I am meant to write this thing, you're going to help me out, right? So then the next meditation, you know, I do meditation every day. So the next meditation I remember that's relevant to this, it was the cosmic origin meditation where I see basically to remember your star families or your, you know, which star system that you belong to before you come to planet Earth. And I immediately see a crab walking on a rocky planet like sideways. I know it doesn't make sense at all. I don't even know what that means, right? But it doesn't matter. I just drew it out. I drew out the crab and I just remember the star is very rocky. And it's turquoise, it radiates turquoise ray of light. That's all I have in that meditation. And then I image Google it. Holy cow, once I see the first picture of the Crab Nebula, my whole body, I was almost crying. Like I had that emotional response that I almost cried. I said, that's home. That's home. So that's a...
Is that the name of the planet? Or is
correct.
It,
the okay. name of the supernova explosion. So basically, a nebula is a supernova explosion remaining. What's remaining there? So basically, my home got exploded. That's what happened. Mm. When the supernova got explosion, that's when what's remaining in the galaxy right now. And that's a picture of my used to go home. And that particular nebula is in the Taurus constellation, close to the seven sister star, the Pleiades. Then I'm like, okay, so I want to check out who are these Pleiades. My gosh, when I look at, you know, their teachings, I read books about them, I think by Barbara Merrick about the bringers of the dawn. And I read several books on the teaching of the Pleiades and all that. It sounds so familiar. It's almost like they're talking, they're saying something from my soul, you know, like the language of my soul. And I know that that was my home and I was a Pleiades. And also the Pleiades, that star system is where all the ETs go to school. It's like the school system where Pleiades will teach, they will create, they will channel, they will write, they are the ones that does the communication. And then I understand, okay, so that was one of my soul mission. Like, they let me to remember it. It's because I need to do something about it, right? And then the next two, you know, meditation, that's very close to where the fruition of this oracle will is one is they brought me back of a vision of a Dendera temple in Egypt. It's the Hathor temple in Dendera, Egypt. I haven't physically been there, but the vision is very visceral. It's the Dendera calendar spinning, you know, the original Dendera calendar spinning or zodiac calendar spinning on top of a ceiling. And in the Egyptian calendar, there was 36 original deacons. They call it deacons. So in translation, it's spirits. Instead of the 12 zodiac signs that we are symbolized in modern days, Egyptian used the 36 deacons or 36 zodiac signs to represent the 360 days of the year. That's coincide with the 36 soul aura colors in this system. And the last experience is that when I see people's aura color, like soul aura, so it's around your heart. That's where your soul resides. It's some color or some layers, you know, the rainbow, the seven rainbow of light. Some colors are more vibrant than the others. So the ones that are more vibrant, they're coming forward and they are more vibrant and more radiant. And there are some that are darker. They are like subside from behind. And then I immediately got a download. Okay, so this person has these layers of soul gift. So those are their gift. And then the ones that are subside or a little bit dark or discolored that are almost lacking, that's their wound. So that's when I have these systems in place. So basically it's 36 aura colors with 9 universal soul gift archetypes. So each archetype has 2 strong aura layers, one from the higher 3 chakras and one from the lower 3 chakras when they work together. Because the universal law of polarity, the yin and the yang, they always work in pairs. They don't just work alone. So the higher 3 always in guidance of the lower 3 so that it materializes in this planet Earth. So that's like that makes the 9 soul gift archetypes. And also like depending on which aura layer is your wound, your soul aura just doesn't radiate that color as much. So for example, if you are jade or turquoise in soul aura color, you know, you are more of the green and blue spectrum. You just have less of the red and the orange. And that's your wound this lifetime. And this is like mind-blowing. And what I love about this system is it's not stopped there because, instead of like the astrology that have the sun sign, moon sign, and rising sign, this system also, because as you evolve, it's dynamic, meaning that your soul aura color is not always the same. So when you take the soul aura color quiz on my website, it's for free, HelenCreatesBeauty.com to identify your soul aura color, it's very likely that's the soul aura color that you're born with. Okay. So when you evolve, when you're working on your soul wound, you're consciously healing it and you're evolving into a different point O of yourself, you will see that your soul aura color will change. So based on that, depending on what soul lessons that you're incorporating, what wounds you're healing, you can become a different soul gift archetype or have multiple soul gift archetypes at the same time. That's what the beauty about it. It's dynamic. So in the book, you must saw a lot of charts that's going like different ways. If I heal this, I become this. You know,
yeah,
like
teacher.
I'm a teacher, you can become a teacher.
Healer, yeah, so
yeah. Yeah, exactly. So it's very, very cool. And that's when, you know, the whole system was flushed out.
The thing I didn't know, though, I didn't know that your soul was, the aura of your soul was in your heart. I knew it was there.
Yeah, because there were 3 different types of aura colors. Because a lot of aura readers will come to me and saying that, hey, Helen, our aura changes all the time. How can you tell our soul's purpose with something that changes all the time? And I told them that, yeah, what you're talking about is the mood aura. That's the easiest to see, by the way, if you first tune into the quantum, because that's around your face. Look, if a person's face is turning red, right, you will say that, oh, he's either shy or he's angry, depending on his action, you know? You immediately see, it's very intuitive, right, around your face. Are you happy? Are you upset? You can change all the time. And so that aura color, yes, it's right, that changes all the time. But there was also a semi-permanent aura color, which I call the personality aura. That's around your head. If you go take an aura photography, that's possibly your personality aura. That tells me that are you an outgoing person, an introvert, an analytical person, an intuitive person, okay? So that's more of the, you know, that realm. And that only changes or alters when significant life events happens in your life, right? Otherwise, you won't be an introvert and all of a sudden you become outgoing. So only if there is like, significant events happens. And I call it semi-permanent because, you know, you stay a pretty long period of time. Unless you're a kid, children changes a little bit more often because their personality hasn't been fully formed. Now, the soul aura color, which is this book talks about, is the most permanent out of the 3. But it doesn't mean it doesn't change. As I mentioned, you can evolve to different colors. And that's around your heart. Why? Because when your soul incarnated in this body, this lifetime, your soul resides in your heart chakra. Okay, that's where it goes. It's not the physical heart. It's more a little bit towards the right. That's where your soul's energy So aura is just the electric magnetic field or the electromagnetic energy inside of your body that you radiate out. So it's like an egg shape, 3D around you. And it depends on which look, if it is electro and magnetic, it must have a powerhouse, right? What powers this electric magnetic field? That's the chakra system that powers it, right? The seven major chakra system. With the crown chakra, not within this this color wheel system, because the crown is kind of floating on top of your head. It's whenever the other lower six aura layers or chakras, once they, you know, they open up, they're aligned. And that's what I talk about, the Kundalini. That's when I talk about the Kundalini awakening. It's all the lower six aura layers are all aligned. That is Shusha. So in Vedic, traditional Vedic texts, it talks about that there is the Ida and the Pingala. So it's the divine feminine and the divine masculine energy, like two serpents kind of coil up all the way up and shoot up to your crown. That's how I felt at the time when I had the Kundalini awakening. That's what this aura work about, you know? So you want to work on every single aura layer, even though your soul gift have two that are really strong. One is your wound. The other three, they are lessons. They are neither very strong nor very weak, okay? So the wound, you need to heal because that might be deeper. That might relate to ancestral trauma, past life trauma, karmic wounds, right? But that leads a little bit deeper spiritual work to heal. But the soul lessons might be a negative pattern or a negative loop that you've been looping around like hamster wheels, life after life, and still looping. It might be negative self-talks, you know, mental limiting beliefs, inner child healing, some emotional traumas, or like forgiveness, self-acceptance, right? All of these. It just requires you to make a conscious choice to not get into that hamster wheel anymore, to like have a new choice and a new way of being. So that's how you integrate your soul lesson. So basically, and at the end of the day, like, we're all here to evolve. What are we evolving into? We want to become the white light, where it incorporates all the aura colors.
Yeah, it's funny that you mentioned this, that you want to, you know, we are on earth to evolve, to learn, to heal from past life, because it really reminds me, I always mention that book, because I read that book this year, and it really stuck in my mind. I don't know if you know the book from Dolores Cannon.
Yes.
Yeah. Between Death and Life.
Yes.
And, oh my God, it really like changed my life, that book. And when I was reading your book, I was like, oh, she's talking about almost the same thing. Like, you know, yes, we have to evolve.
Because that's the truth. That's the truth. Because, you know, Dolores Cannon, she is I know she's a quantum healer. I'm a quantum healer too. But the main thing that we have in similarity is because we can see this quantum field. So that's what I see. And once you tune into the quantum field, there is only one universal truth. You know, that we see the same thing. Like, for example, at a soul level, we are light. There is no birth, no death, no birth, no rebirth. It's the same bowl of light that going from body to body to body. And if you don't deal with this thing, this lifetime, guess what? It's the same thing, maybe just changing different roles. Oh, this time you play father, you play mother, okay? This time I play the child. At the end of the day, it's the same old wound. Gonna heal it? Not gonna heal it? Okay, let's do it on more round. That's the truth in the quantum. And there are two other truths that I want to share. If you can tune in the quantum, you know these are truths. Linear time is bullshit. Linear time is human makeup thing. Okay, there was no past, future, whatever. Everything is in the present. And then there was different versions of you stacked up on one on each other. Okay, and which version of the reality that you're accessing or that you are living right now, depending on your current vibrational level. That's your aura, soul aura. What's your vibration that you're currently vibrating? If you're vibrating this, okay, this is your reality. You're vibrating with that, that's your new reality. And that's what quantum healers call it, the quantum jumping or quantum leaping, you know, to a different versions of you. It's very similar to like the, what's that called? Like the Matrix universe. Yeah, that you have many realities, stand up to it. That's the freaking truth. Once you see, you cannot unsee. So we're talking about the same thing. And also, you know, linear time is completely illusion. And another truth I want to share is that we're all one. There is absolutely no separation. You, me, God, whatever spirit team, even though there are different type of spirit guides, you know, no matter the animal spirit, there are angels, ascended masters, and all of these, everything is one. And we are absolutely in one. And if we feel that separation, it's because we haven't seen the truth yet. You are God. God is in you. There was no separation. And you don't need to put anybody into a pedestal saying that, you know, there is a divine inside of you. You come out from that divine spark. And there was absolutely no separation. Those are the truth that I tune in when I see the quantum field. And that's the truth. So that's why I was doing this work. It's a huge responsibility. Why? Because I also see that I don't want any negative karma. So honesty, integrity, and not interfering soul's karmic, you know, pattern. You know, I can relay messages. I do spirit message reading all the time to my students and clients. I give them the information. But if they act on it or not, if you choose to act on it or not, I cannot tell you, yes, do it or yes, don't do it. Because your soul has to make the choice. Otherwise, I'm interjecting your karmic pattern. And I'm not going to do that for you. Right. And that's funny because I actually just did this to my mom. My mom was diagnosed with stage 1 liver cancer. Because of all this spiritual work that I've done to this day, I wasn't panicked like at all. To be honest, I'm not afraid of death. Remember, there was no death, no rebirth, no nothing.
Yeah.
All she has, it's like me having the panic attack. Yeah, where's it? That's just the life is telling you. Remember, all the aura layer has a physical symptom, emotional symptom, mental symptom, and spiritual symptom. That energy associated with it. That's how you can diagnose. And the liver located in the solar plexus chakra, right? And that's just a yellow aura layer wound that she has, but she doesn't want to deal with it. And if you don't consciously working on it, and guess what? Life is going to throw you some rocks. Yeah. It can be either physical symptom, emotional or mental symptom like I have, physical symptom like she had, right? It can be different symptoms. And I know deep down, that's just a wound. And then, and she's not woo at all, right? If I tell her, you know, she'll get like, she doesn't even know what I'm writing about anyway. So
I can imagine.
Yeah, exactly. So I was just very humanly or casually telling her that, Mom, because I tuned into her field, I talked to her guys. I just want to tell you something, you know, you decide whether you want to hear what you want to do with it. I said that I think it's time to forgive grandpa and grandma. I think you have a long resentment and anger towards them. Yeah. And it's time to forgive and let it go. And she was sobbing. Then I'm like, okay, it's time for me to exit. I cannot, like, I know that I wasn't prepared for this. Bubbles comes out. Okay, I guess.
Is it me or you?
I didn't do anything.
Me neither.
Look, spirits listening.
Yeah.
See? I'm not joking. I mean, this is like what I'm telling you is the truth. That's why spirit is breaking us.
Yeah, for that's the listeners, we had a little bubble with a thumb up coming up.
Yeah, I know. I didn't do anything. I don't know what's going on. Thank you, spirit team. But anyways, I relayed that message to my mom. And she was sobbing. I didn't say anything. And then we went to the, you know, interventional radiologist to do a targeted radiation to heal that cancer. And the first time she did it, like the day before she did it, we had to spend a night in the hotel because of the procedure super early the next day. The next morning when we woke up, she bowed down on her knees. The first time I've seen her pray in my whole life. I never seen her pray. She said that, Father, Mother, I forgive you. I release you.
Yeah.
And universe or God or whatever there is, please save me. That's what she said. I was in freaking shock. Now, she chose to, like, that's the information I relay. she chose to act on it, right? It's her decision. And in the quantum field, I see multiple results of this. It's just like her making her own choice. I can see a version of that is that she passed away. I was even prepared for it. So it, I, and because you see the truth, there was no, and I have no fear of it at all. But I'm just like, know that there was multiple version. And she chose this. And guess what? After the first time, the targeted radiation, the doctor will say that, wow, I've never seen such a strong patient. I think she needs only one more time, the cancer will be gone.
Really?
Yeah, that day. You see, it manifests into the physical. That's just a, physical symptom of a soul wound. And now her cancer is gone, by the way, just like 2 months ago. She did two treatments and cancer-free. And this applies. Now, I'm not claiming I'm a medical doctor, please.
Of course, yeah.
Just don't come for me. Like, audience, you know, use your discernment. I'm not a trained medical doctor, but I'm really good at figuring out where the soul wound is and heal it from the soul level. And a lot of, I mean, some of my students come to me, you know, having first stage breast cancer, pancreatic cancer, coming out from the program cancer-free. It happened. To me, it's not a miracle. You know why? To me, it has its explanation. Actually, it's in chapter two, if you like, or end of chapter one, if you look at that graph in the book, because that's how our soul is composed of. If we know that, like, now know our soul's composition, you will understand that there is not a miracle. People call this miracle. I said that, no.
Yeah, I remember that part. You say there's no miracle. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. This is not. Because that's how our soul is comprised of. It's our energy field is like layers of light. I call it onion layers. Let me find that little graphic. It's like onion layers, like this guy, right? It's like layers of light. And then the physical body, the red aura layer or the root chakra, that's a root chakra that's closest to us, right? And if we pray to the source, you know, we bring the source light into our heart and channel into our belief that we believe that we can heal, just like Louise Hay just used affirmation to heal her cancer, by the way. And if you have this mental belief, it will penetrate your emotional aura layer. It will help you to feel that good mood. Like, you know, you feel happy, joyful, healthy, and all that stuff. You have to feel that. So that way it goes into your physical body and your physical body will receive the signal. Oh, by the way, I am, you know, I'm healthy, I'm happy, you know, I'm thriving. So the cell, your DNA, your cellular memory will know that, okay, so I'm supposed to be a healthy body. That's what healing happens when you work on your soul level. So at a soul level, we are these layers of light. Now, on the other hand, also what my students and clients had experience working on their aura layers is that they manifest much faster. Like whatever they want in their life, they attract, not chase. Why? Because it's the inside out. Healing is from the outside in, different aura layers, and manifesting is from the inside out. Once you know deep down what the heck you're here to do, you don't have that imposter syndrome. Yeah, am I good enough to be an artist? Am I good enough? That's like bullshit. You're born an artist. It was not, am I good enough or not? Am I good enough to be a healer or do I need 20 different certificates to be a healer? No.
Yeah.
Because you're just born a freaking healer. If you have that belief, see, if you already embody that belief, right? That's the mental body. And if you know deep down in your body, every single, like full body, yes, I'm a freaking healer, right? And then you know, you feel that emotion, you know, you feel that emotion and you have that mental state and the heart will send a really strong signal to the universe. Hey, by the way, I'm ready. Look, I'm a fully healer, you know, like I'm an artist. I'm a successful artist. And the universe will co-create with you and bring you whatever the heck you want, no matter it's resources, opportunities, people, the right people.
Yeah.
They rise up to meet you.
Oh,
and that's your
that.
New identity. Yeah. So that's how that works. So it's like it's from the inside out or it's from the outside in. And so that's why you want to work on all of your aura layers. That's why you want to work on this deep work, because that's why we're here.
Yeah. That reminds me of two story that one of my friend, she had cancer and she was always telling herself she gave herself cancer. Because okay. for 1 year, she was thinking, something bad is going to happen to me. Something bad is going to happen to me. And after a year, she got cancer. And when you told me about what you mentioned, you know, that you can heal yourself. That reminds me also of the story of Joel Osteen, you know, that pastor in Texas, his mom. She always said that story that she had cancer and the doctor said, you have like 6 months to live. Yeah. That's it. And every day she was looking at her picture when she was really healthy. She was like, you know, I'm healthy. She's still alive. It's been 20 years.
Exactly.
And she got healed and they didn't know why.
You believe, you remember that aura layer construction is like mm-hmm. your mental aura layer encompassing your emotions. What you believe is going to raise your emotional vibration. You'll feel good. If you believe that you're healthy, you're happy, you feel good about it, and it will penetrate into your physical body. And that's what Louise Hay, you know, the Hay House Publishing founder, that's what she did to heal herself, I think, two or three times from different type of cancer. So I'm just like saying, I want to put it out there. It's not like that I'm here to heal cancer. It's more like when we work on ourselves at a soul level, at that energetic cellular memory level, this is no longer a miracle. This is just how we are comprised of. So that's why it's always good to know what your soul gift archetype is, so you can fully embody your soul gift without the imposter syndrome. Where is your soul wound lies currently, right? So that you can be in the driver's seat, you know, knowing that this is something that I need to heal. But instead of the victim, why this happens to me, all that stuff, you just become the driver of the seat. Okay, so this is my soul wound. This is what I sign up, you know, might sign the soul contract before I come to this lifetime. Let's do it, you know. So that helps, you know, to give you so much clarity. This is what the system is about. Give you the clarity of where you need to work, what you need to work on, and what are the symptoms. You can self-diagnose, you know, is it a physical symptom? Is it a mental symptom, emotional symptom, or spiritual symptom? And there were holistic practices in the book that you can even use it on yourself. If it's a physical symptom, you know, Ayurveda is a great practice, you know, to understand your body types and things like that. And if it is an emotional symptoms, you know, living with nature cycles, because our emotions is affected by the moon cycle, by the seasonal cycles. And a lot of stuff is man-made and, you know, the 24 hours, 7 days a week type thing. It's like all this man-made stuff. Let us forget that we need to live with our own body rhythm. You That's know, true. The moons, the suns, the seasons, we forget about all of that.
Yeah, we do, huh? So, yeah, that's true.
Exactly. If you have anything, like there are different ways holistically to heal. You know, you can do even self-healing. So that's like, and meditation is everything. To me, that's everything. That's what led me to here and what led me to do my work, keep doing my work. And still, nowadays, when I do spiritual healing on souls, is during meditation, is when they're all meditating that happened. Yeah. So, yeah. So I think that's what all this work is about.
I just love your energy. It was like, I just love your energy. And quickly before we go, talking about synchronicity, when you mentioned, you know, that there is no past, no future, it's not linear, you know, there's different multiverse.
Yeah.
It's so funny because this weekend I was doing a training with my mentor and she's mentioned that. She said exactly what you said. That we're present in different dimensions at the same time.
Right, right. Because
shout out to Shehera. She's gonna
send thank you. I love that. Thank you for sharing. It's another confirmation. See, if people who are able to tune in to the quantum, which is basically if you do long enough meditation, you will. Everyone has this ability. It's not just for the gifted feel, just so you know, every soul, because we're all connected, every soul is able to feel that. But as long as you are like sitting solitude for long enough, you will find it the same truth. So that's why what you are hearing from different source, and you're drawn to these mentors and trainers and all that, it's because your soul has this memory too. Like,
yeah,
you wanted to, you're drawn to them. Like you said that you like my energy, same thing. We're just sharing the same exact truth, right? Just from different people, but we're all one. There is no separation. You know, so the only difference I would say that people see or not see is whether they actually have enough time or space for themselves to be okay to being solitude, to be honest. And once you do that long enough, you will say the same thing. You will say the same thing. You said that, well, I see all of their seeing, because that's the truth.
Well, I can't wait to get there. I'm not there yet. I'm far from there, but yeah, I'm starting, you know, my journey too, and I can't wait, yeah, to be there and to see.
Yeah, it's a journey, and don't have attachment to it. I mean, you're on this journey, I can tell. Otherwise, you wouldn't have this podcast. Otherwise, you wouldn't have the training. Otherwise, you wouldn't talk to this guest, right? So it must be a reason that why you're doing it. And think about it. I'm doing this for 14 years. This is not my first day of doing it. And what a journey I was on. And on the way, how many skills I have to pick up to get to
here. I know, right? My God.
So it's totally fine. And every soul has its own timeline. So I would say that as long as you don't have the attachment or the expectation of whatever that happened. And now because I know that there was no birth. I don't even know, like, if I don't finish this lifetime, let's go over again and do it. You know, I mean, let's start again. There is no rush. If you can see the time is infinite, there is no real fake time, then there is no real rush, because your soul will remember. Your soul
is so comforting, I'm sure, for a lot of people, what you just said, you know.
Yes, please hear me out. Yeah, it's like, it's and also, like, don't have that anxiety or fear of whether you're there yet. You know, like, am I there? I understand that desire, but also you've got to enjoy the journey.
Yeah.
Part of the contract, why you are in the human experience, is for you to enjoy, by the way. It's not just, yes, doing the hard work, spiritually growth, awesome. But at the same time, if you just want to grow spiritually, you wouldn't be a human being. You know, you can just remain the spirit realm and do practice that way too. But if you have still a human body, you need to enjoy the ride. As long as you know that you're towards the right direction, don't get yourself too hard, or don't judge. Judgment is the biggest. Don't judge yourself or criticize yourself too hard on, you know, am I going to, all this stuff, let it go. Okay. Those are not necessary, and enjoy the ride. The whole time, like, to be honest, I was pretty naive. I didn't know that this even exists, okay? So whatever they say, but the whole time I'm enjoying myself. Like, even those meditation, I chose to do it. I know not many people would like to do it. And it's just because I might have been practicing for this for many, many lifetimes, you see? So for me, it's actually comfort. It's like going home. See? Who the hell knows how many lifetimes I've been practicing this, right? So don't, like, give yourself, just enjoy your life, basically what I'm trying to say. You know, don't be so hard on yourself as well.
Well, I mean, that was a great conversation. I have more questions, but I think I'm out of time now. Maybe you're going to need to come back. I don't know, I'm not sure.
Yeah, but sure. Your audience enjoy it. And
because I have some more questions, but I'm out of time. I'm going to put, of course, the information of your website on the show notes.
Yes.
People want to take that quiz. They can do it for free, right? You say on the website.
Yes.
And they want to know more. And they can order your book also on Amazon.
Yes.
So I really recommend the book. It's really, really interesting. You know, I'm reading it and I love it. And it's a quick read also, because there's a lot of exercise.
Exactly. It's more of like choose your own adventure game type of book. It's not from the top to the bottom type of book, so it's kind of fun to read. Also, you can buy it from Amazon or anything else. I really appreciate if you enjoy it, write a book review on Amazon. It's going to help me tremendously. No matter you purchase the book from Amazon or not, you buy it from somewhere else, you can still write a review on Amazon. Okay, so also I am still doing the promotion and giving out 3 bonus gifts for people who purchase the book. First, you're able to join a private Facebook group. I call it the Aura Color Wheel Circle. In the group, I host monthly live Q&A and spirit message reading. So if you purchase the book, you can join that for free as a bonus gift, meaning that I am there to be with your soul evolution guide. So if you have any questions about a book on your soul evolution journey, or you want a spirit message reading, I will tell you who are your spirit guides, what message they have for you. And I do it on a monthly basis in that group. So just that alone is worth tremendously. And then second, you still get, you get three bonus, okay? And the book is only $20, okay? So buy one. And the second, and the second gift you're going to get out, it's a personalized feng shui birth element and guan number reading. Remember, that was my first, you know, career switch to become doing a feng shui.
Yeah.
And this reading will give you the four lucky directions for love, health, abundance, and spiritual growth. So that way you know how to decorate your home and which is your feng shui lucky direction. But there is a form on helencreatesbeauty.com. Everything I offer is on helencreatesbeauty.com. There is a form there. After you buy the book, you fill out your birth information and then you receive the reading. And the last bonus gift that I offer is $50 off my Rainbow Aura Meditation Bundle.
Yeah, I didn't have time to ask you about that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really want to share the gift of meditation. And I know how important it is. And I also know that how busy we are. So all the guided meditations are between 10 to 15 minutes. But what's good about it is that it's 49 guided meditation and 7 meditation for each aura layer. It targets each aura layer. And every single aura layer has a regionally composed subfidial frequency music in the soundtrack. That's like, even you don't do anything, you're just lying there, just listening to the frequency, it's going to raise your vibrational frequency. So that's what's going to work. So that's why, you know, those even short amount of time, you get a low of vibrational frequency in that particular chakra or particular aura layer, you're going to raise your general vibration. It's already, the whole bundle is 49 of them. It's already super cheap and you get like $50 off. It's like bare minimum. But I want everyone to share the gift of meditation. That's why, you know, I want to share it out there. So if you buy the book, you get all those three goodies still.
Cool. And that would be from the link in Amazon.
Yes, yes. You order it from Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Anywhere that you buy books will find my book. Even a local bookstore. You tell them that I want this. If they don't have it, they can order it and ship it to them. And once you get it, all you need is just the order number. In your receipt, there is also always the order number. You put in the order number, you get the reading, you join the Facebook group that I host monthly Q&A, and you also get $50 off. On the
this is a good
bundle.
Deal. Yes. Really good deal. Wow. Great. Well, thank you very much, Helen. Love, really love that conversation. I love all my guests, but really, no, yeah, today was, I really, really loved it. I love so much.
I'm so happy to hear that, Ron. I love that. I love that. Thank you for letting me know. I appreciate
it. And yeah, good luck for the future and for everything you're offering.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Hi, my lovely listeners. Thank you so much for listening to my last episode. I really appreciate it. Some of you already know I'm a sound healer now and I have a new path in my life. And this is fantastic. I love it. And I really want to share my gift with you. So if you're interested about having a sound bath or if you want to know about sound bath, you can just send me an email. I will put everything in the show notes. And this way you can have a look and just contact me through my website. So if you're looking to relax, realign, and reconnect with your inner peace, let's have a virtual sound healing sessions designed to help you release stress and restore balance using the pure tones of crystal singing bowls and guiding meditation. Each session is a deeply calming experience from the comfort of your own space. Shift your energy and raise your vibration. Visit my website, harmoniousechoes.com, to book your session today.